she breathed, leaning down so she could display her considerable cleavage. "And anything else you might want?" There was an awkward silence as the waitress waited for the predictable reaction from Rafe. When his attention remained laser-focused on Annie, she grudgingly turned to sashay away. Annie's heart missed a beat as she met the dark gaze that held blatant male interest. He was good, dangerously good. "I don't remember inviting you to join me," she said.
"That's okay." He reached across the table to snag a French fry from her plate. "I forgive your lack of manners."
"Lucky me.
I'd say we're both in luck."
For a scalding second, she allowed herself to become lost in the dark, inviting gaze. A part of her desperately wanted to indulge in a light-hearted flirtation with this drop-dead, sexy hunk. When was the last time a handsome man tried to seduce her? Yeah, that would be never. But she'd be worse than a fool to let down her guard. She absently wiped a bead of condensation from her glass of diet soda. "Won't your grandfather be expecting you?"
"I doubt it. He died last year."
She grimaced. "Sorry."
"Don't be. I barely knew him."
His tone hardened. "He wasn't pleased when my father left Newton to join the army."
"Why not?"
The words were out before she could halt them. Damn it. She didn't want to know any more about Rafe Vargas. Not when she sensed he was already going to feature prominently in her fantasies tonight. "Forget that. It's none of my business." Rafe plucked another French fry from her plate, naturally ignoring her request. "My grandfather believed my father should stay and contribute to the household income, but my father didn't want to be a farmhand for the rest of his life. The day he walked out the door, my grandfather said he would never forgive him." He ate the fry in two bites. "He didn't." Annie glanced toward the crowded dining room and then the door. She should leave. Not just because this man was too charming for his own good, but because she couldn't afford to be distracted. Damn it. She wasn't here for her own pleasure, but she couldn't make herself move. She didn't want to go back to the cramped motel room and pace the floors. Not yet. Instead, she took a sip of her soda and studied his lean face. "You never met him?" she abruptly asked.
"Twice. At my grandmother's funeral, and then 6 years ago when my father was diagnosed with cancer." She didn't miss the edge of bitterness in his voice. "I had some idiotic thought I could convince the stubborn old jackass to bury the hatchet." She asked the obvious question.
"You couldn't?"
His lips twisted. "He wouldn't even let me through the door."
"What about your father?"
"He died a year later."
Annie sensed that Rafe's sheer lack of emotion was an indication of how deeply he still mourned his father's loss, and how angry he remained toward the grandfather who cared more about his pride than his own son. "Families are," her lips twisted as she searched for a suitable word, "difficult." He snorted at her eventual choice.
"Some are a complete pain in the ass."
She nodded, waiting for the waitress to set down Rafe's beer. The simple task seemed to require an enormous amount of effort, as the woman fussed over the napkin she placed beneath the frosty glass and brushed her hip against Rafe's shoulder. Once again, Rafe's gaze never wavered from Annie's face, the intensity of his single-minded focus sending the waitress away with a loud huff and making Annie shift uneasily against the plastic-covered seat. What the hell did he want from her?
"I won't talk about it, if that's what you're hoping."
He arched a brow, as if genuinely puzzled by her abrupt words.
"About what?"
"The Newton Slayer."
"Good," he said, reaching for his beer to take a deep drink. "I've been drowning in the past all day."
"Tell me what you do." She narrowed her gaze.
"What I do?"
"For a living."
"Oh."
She gave a lift of her shoulder.
"I'm a CPA.
"A CPA, that's
boring,"
she said with a wry smile.
"Highly respectable," he corrected.
"Do you like it?" Annie lowered her gaze. She suspected Rafe's dark eyes could see far too much. She wasn't ready to confront her sense of dissatisfaction with her career, not with herself, not with her foster parents.